Welcome, friends, to June 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DiCristoforo, and for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to be talking about America, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But let's begin the show with the Pledge of Allegiance. So let's everybody stand up and face the flags, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah! Very nice. Now, on to today's program. FDR takes the U.S. off the gold standard. We'll talk about the Battle of Piedmont. Grover Cleveland is nominated for the Democratic Party. Johnny Mathis goes number one. And pre-D-Day. All right, so now let's get started. 1933. FDR takes the United States off the gold standard. And Congress enacts a joint resolution nullifying the right of creditors to demand payment in gold. The U.S. had been on a gold standard since 1879, with the exception for an embargo on gold exports during World War I, but bank failure during the Great Depression of the 1930s frightened the public into hoarding gold, making the policy unsustainable. This is a discussion that could go on for days. Some argue that this ended the Great Depression, while others believe this has nothing to do with ending the Great Depression. Some believe in Keynesian theories, and others believe that we should end the Federal Reserve. Yet others become libertarians, and on and on and on. Civil War news now, 1864. Union routs rebels at the Battle of Piedmont. David Hunter for the Union, V. Grumble Jones for the CSA. The result? Yankee victory. Actually, the first real victory for the Union for the Shenandoah Campaign. General Grant had just taken over command of Union forces and directed Fran Sigel in the Battle of New Market. But Sigel got it his butt handed to him and was replaced by Hunter. After serious fighting, Union Colonel Joseph Thoburn struck the flank of Jones's force, and the Confederate line began falling apart. Jones and his men retreated, but the retreat turned into a rout. Jones was killed on the way out with a bullet to the head. About 1,000 Confederate men, including 60 or so officers, were captured, and almost 1,600 men lost their lives. The Union lost about 850. The next day, Hunter would march into Staunton and move on to Lexington, then Lynchburg, destroying military stores along the way. Moving on to 1888. Grover Cleveland is nominated for the Democratic Party. The Democrats gathered in Chicago for their national convention. The leading candidate for the presidential nomination was Uncle Jumbo himself, then governor of New York. Cleveland's reputation for good government made him a national figure good enough for even the GOP. The Republicans nominated James G. Blaine, who was involved in a money scandal. Cleveland ended up running with former Governor Thomas A. Hendricks of Indiana as vice presidential nominee. 1958. The Johnny Mathis LP goes to number one on the American charts and stays in the top charts for 490 weeks, which is a record that would not be broken until the 1980s when Pink Floyd broke it with Dark Side of the Moon. And finally, in pre-World War II news, 1944. Are we ready to go to hell? Big battle coming tomorrow that foreshadows the end of Hitler's dream of Nazi domination. Tomorrow we will talk about nothing but Operation Overlord, which was the largest air, land, and sea operations undertaken in the history of mankind. The landing included over 5,000 ships, 11,000 airplanes, and over 150,000 servicemen. After years of planning and training for one thing for the Allied forces, as D-Day.org puts it, the boat ramp goes down, then jump, swim, and crawl to the cliffs. These young men would have to carry 80 pounds of equipment and head to the beach completely unprotected except for their weapons until they could reach any natural offering that provided cover. Gunfire was all over as these men found themselves in hell. By the time the smoke cleared, the Allies lost 10,000 men, 4,000 of them were killed. But due to great training and tons of intestinal fortitude, the Allies were able to breach Fortress Europe. So we'll visit this one in detail tomorrow. So that is going to wrap it up, my friends, for June 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. I've got this website you got to take a look at. It's called joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Tons of multiple choice quizzes on there for your entertainment, as well as a comment board section. This, my friends, is where you get involved. Let me know what you thought about today's show. For instance, what's your take on FDR taking us off the gold standard? Or what about your take on the Battle of Piedmont? World War II buffs, are we ready for tomorrow? So yeah, let me know what you think about that, and then some. By the way, speaking of D-Day, tomorrow that's all we are going to talk about because the story is just that big. So until tomorrow, thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.